Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Design Queen podcast. This is the most casual nonsense podcast you will ever listen to, but it is filled with amazing ways to grow your Instagram and sell out your business and be the CEO bitch you know you are, okay? If you love what you're hearing, you can check me out on Instagram at the Design Queen, Q-W-E-E-N, for more good tips. Let's dive into this podcast, honey. Hello, everyone. I am in the car again. This is my only time to record podcasts, and this is like, I feel like my car is my podcast studio sanctuary. So, I shared a picture this morning on my stories of a PayPal deposit for, it was like $500, and I was like, do you guys have monthly reoccurring revenue set up in your business for the rest of the year? And everyone was like freaking out, like, no, what is monthly recurring revenue? Do I need it? Maybe I have it. I have no clue. How do I get PayPal deposits of $500 just randomly coming in? I want to wake up to notifications on my phone like that. I want to wake up to ones for like $2,000, right? Those are my favorite. So what is monthly recurring revenue? That's what we're going to talk about in this podcast episode. So if you are a service provider, a service-based business, and when I say that, sometimes people have no clue what that means. Like, other graphic designers will be like, I don't know, my service-based business, I'm a graphic designer. Yes, if you're a freelancer, if you're an artist, if you are, oh my God, there was a deer on the side of the road. I don't like that. Uh-huh, God bless. So, I get so distracted. This is like, you get the podcast, but also the play-by-play of me driving. If you haven't been here before, welcome to the podcast. It's like, it's not like any other podcast you've ever listened to, because it is a shit show. It is really motivating. It is just my life, and I just rant about ways that you can make hella money, and it's just like we're hanging out and you have a best friend who's gonna tell you how to become rich and bougie AF. So if you are a service-based provider, a hairstylist, event planner, a photographer, a business coach, a health coach, a fitness coach, a healer, a psychic, I don't know, what are other people? Some people are like consultants, that I work with. Some people are bloggers. Some people, sell courses. So if you do anything where you're not selling like a physical product, and I sell products, right? I sell courses. That's a product, right? But I am doing a service because I am trading my time for it. I am making something. So even if you have products, but you're a hand maker, right? If you're an artist and you're like, well, I have a boutique, Dana, but I hand make my earrings. You are trading your time in for money, right? You are making those things. You're not purchasing and you're not drop shipping. If you don't know what that is, don't worry about it. You're not like buying in bulk and reselling goods, because that's a different game, right? Like, you don't have inventory like that you're purchasing from someone, because then there's like markups and stuff like that. I'm talking about like you are putting in the time, and whatever time you put in, you're making money from it. So that's a service-based provider. Check. You guys just learned one thing, and now you're gonna learn a lot more things. Okay, so monthly reoccurring revenue is just a fancy schmancy word for the amount of money you're securing for how, like, the next couple months, right? So it depends on how many months you secure it for. So that depends how long you push out payment plans or contracts or any kind of agreement you have where you can predict, right? Predict the amount of money you are going to make for the next couple months, for the next year. For people are cutting me off, because I think when I podcast and drive, I get like a little bit, I get a little bit slow on the road. So, I mean, I should not be like speeding. I have a child in the back. I drive very good, okay? Don't pull me over, copies. So, it is the amount of money you are securing for the next couple of months. So how does that work? How do you get it? How do you achieve it? And how do you calculate it? You want to build monthly recurring revenue in a way that you can topple it on top of each other, and that you never have a gap month. So If you are, I'm going to give the example of a graphic designer because I am a graphic designer and a lot of designers follow me. And this is just a simple service transaction where you are doing making a logo or a website for someone where a lot of other services could apply themselves to it. So if I sign a website client for $3,000 and I'm going to break up their payments, right? I am going to split that into 3 months. So they are going to pay me three installments of $1,000. So in, say I signed one today, they would pay me $1,000 today. Not saying this is how I set up all my stuff. It kind of depends. Sometimes it's half up front, half at the end. Usually it is split into installment payments, and I do automatic. I do automatic PayPal invoices, and that was something I just kind of had to figure out because it took a shit ton of time for me to like invoice everyone and track them. So I signed up for like PayPal Pro and I figured out how to get automatic payments, and it was like a pain in the ass and it took me forever honestly to figure it out. So that's something that I teach you guys in Dreamer to Dream Biz. It's all about how to become like a badass business owner instead of a struggling freelancer, right? So I teach you guys how I kind of secure monthly recurring revenue, how I set up my business, how I put foundations in place, how I get in this money mindset, how I stop feeling like I'm afraid of failing, how I kind of built this business from, you know, struggling to sell portraits and, you know, not being able to sell a $500 website to closing like $3,000 ones in the DMs. I tell you my launch strategy. It is basically everything you need to build a service-based business. And if you just bought this course and just took one module, you would get your money's worth. So that course is closing next week. You can go to my Instagram at the Design Queen. It's Q-W-E-E-N, and click the link in my bio to sign up. There is a payment plan and you can get in for under $300. So Dreamer to Dream Biz will take your shit to the next level. So anyway, I teach you how to do the automatic payments in there because that's something that one module is all about things that I struggled with and that I wish someone would have just taught me like flat out, like how to freaking, you know, invoice people, how to like set up things, how to track hours if I'm doing hourly. Like it's like stupid shit like that that like I had to figure out and learn. So anyway, I would automatic invoice them for three installment payments of $1,000. So in October, today's October, in October I would make $1,000, in November I would make $1,000, and in December I would make $1,000. And that would complete that project. So I know for the rest of, the year, I'm gonna be making at least $1,000 each month cash. So a lot of people will say, I had a $10,000 month. I had a $5,000 month. I had a $2,000 month. That doesn't mean cash in hand. They did that. They secured sales. So I could say, oh, I did a $3,000 month because I booked that one client, right? But that doesn't mean I did $3,000 cash month. I only did $1,000 cash month for the next 3 months. So you have to be kind of like aware. When people say like, I'm doing $20,000 months, $30,000 months. It's not a $20,000 cash month. It's like I secured sales for the next 6 months that will be equaling $20,000. So just a little disclaimer. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, I just had a, people will say like I had a 10K launch. That means that they secured $10,000 for their business. They didn't walk away cash in hand $10,000. They probably walked away with cash in hand like $2,000, and the rest is an installment payments that they are securing monthly reoccurring revenue for. So they are able to predict their income for the next probably 3 to 6 months because they know for a fact that's what's coming in. And you can kind of predict with other things based on like, well, I'm going to launch this course again, and last time I launched it, I made $5,000. So if I launch it again, I'm going to probably make at least $5,000 or more. I'll say maybe this time I'll make $7,000, right? So I could kind of predict my revenue like that with like using factors like based on my previous launches. But monthly recurring revenue for me is like a fact. Like I have these installment payments set up, so I know I'm going to be making at least $1,000 for the next couple months. Then we add in my passive income from my courses. Right now, I have about $2,000 coming in from my past course that I launched in passive income. So I'm going to be making about $2,000 for the next few months just from Master Your Instagram when I launched that a few months ago. So That's from the recurring revenue, the payment plan. So some people paid in full and some people chose payment plan. All those payment plans add up, right? So it's like, I'm not getting the money right away, but I'm getting it spread out over time. And I prefer it that way, honestly. Sometimes I do like when people pay in full, like you do get a discount when you pay in full. You don't get anything like added on. Usually when you do a payment plan for anything, if you guys are doing payment plans for your own businesses, you should be adding 18 to 20%. So if you wanna sign a client for something and you charge $500 and they want a payment plan, give them a payment plan, but charge 18 or 20% on that payment plan, depending on how far you push it out. I usually only do 3 or 6 months. I don't like to go past that because it gets hard to track and, you know, people can be flying off and then you're like, I just like to keep it like that. And I usually try to not keep, like if I'm doing a big branding project, I won't keep my payment plans under $500. For courses and stuff like that, I will make it lower so it's introductory and people can get in. But for like my services normally, when I'm doing design work for someone, I usually don't push my payment plans less than $500. So just giving out some freelancing business owner tips for you guys. So I know that I have, okay, so now I would have $1,000 each month coming in from that website client I just booked, say. And then I will have, like, we're going to say $2,000 from when I launch Master Instagram and payment plans that are coming in. So for the rest of the year, I know I'm making $3,000 cash each month. That is my monthly recurring revenue for October, November, and December. December, $3,000 cash. Then I have other branding clients that I will be taking. Let's say I have $500 coming in from a previous client I did a logo for. So, like that notification I just posted on my Instagram was from a branding client that it was like $2,000, but it was split into four payments. So for 4 months, I secured $500 each. And I calculated that into my income for each month where I knew I was going to be making that, right? So let's say I signed a client for that and I have like $500 from branding clients coming in. So now I'm making $3,500 cash month. And that is how you calculate your recurring monthly revenue. Now, it's important to mix your monthly recurring revenue with piled up income. So you want to stack your income, you want to overlap your income, you want to pile it up, and you want to basically stagger it. You don't want to always start and end your payment plans at the same time because then you're going to have a big gap in a gap month where you're not making anything. So I will plan everything out in a Google Doc or in, you know, like a Word document, or write it out however you want to do it. If you want to put it on a whiteboard, but I'd take a picture, whatever you want to do. But know how much you're making each month, know where your payment plans are ending, know when your contracts are ending. If you have a one-on-one client or a branding client or something you're doing with a client and you have them for 3 months and their contract ends and their contract is ending this month, right? Or let's say their contract is ending next month and you sign that client for 3 months and for $1,000 each month, and next month you know that's ending. The month before, you need to be doing a big launch, a big push for another client, right? So that you can not hit a gap month the month after that contract ends, right? Because you know, okay, well, I was making $1,000 each month from my clients, but it's going to end this month. So next month, I have zero monthly recurring revenue. And that's okay if you have none for the rest of the year. This is how you start. And you can start little by little. You don't have to be signing $1,000 clients. You can be signing $20. And, you know, like when I launched the brand bank, and it was $19 to get in at first. So a lot of people got in at $19. That is, I want to say 11 people got in at, when I first dropped it for $19, only $19 for like a hot and quick minute, and 11 people bought it like the first day. So they got in for that price. So for 11 times 19 is, I don't know, $200 something. I have that each month as a monthly recurring revenue. And it seems small, but if I have 50 people in the brand bank, I'm making a grand off that a month. Not doing anything but uploading. I upload a new video every week into the brand bank. Their design tutorials and branding tutorials and stuff like that. Every Tuesday a video drops in there, and it is a monthly membership. It's my membership site. So I know that unless people cancel their memberships, which I doubt they're going to because it's thebomb.com, I'm getting that from each person. And I started small with that. That's just $20. Now it's $27 to get into the brand bank. Last time I launched it, if you didn't get in, girl, what are you doing? Next time I launch it, you better jump on it. Because the doors do open and close for my stuff. So you better get in when you see it. When I had launched that, like $27, I started with that for monthly recurring revenue. So even if you start small and sell something for $100 and maybe you offer a payment plan and two payments of $50, you know that you secured money for this month and money for next month. So don't be scared of payment plans, because that's how you're gonna build your income for the rest of the year and be able to stack it on top of each other. So we're gonna go back to if I had a client that I signed, right? Say you're a business coach or a fitness coach or something like that, and you just signed a client, don't cry, Jameson, for 3 months, right? And it's ending next month. This month, I'm going to want to sign a new client or get a new website client or drop a new course or something like that, because I know that I'm going to have a gap month next month. So what I will do is do a big launch this month. And now what I did was stagger my income, and I double stacked this month because I have that old client that's not leaving till next month, and I did another big launch. So this month I have double what I should have, what I previously had. So let's say for October, November, December, I have a client. And in January, I'm not going to have any clients. So in December, I do a big push for a new client and I sign another $1,000. Now in December, I'm making the last installment of $1,000 from that one client and a new installment of $1,000 from another client. So in December, I stacked my income and I'm making a $2,000 month. So not only did I get rid of my gap month, I staggered my income and stacked that month. Now you want to continuously be launching so you're always stacking your months and that you never get a gap month. And that is how you build a scalable service-based business. And I just dropped some shit on you guys. If you thought this was amazing and you're like, my mind is freaking blown, Dina, I want to know everything from you. Teach me how you do it and how you grew so quickly. This is how, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, okay? This is like barely anything of what I teach you inside Dreamer to Dream Fit. So if you are freaking blown away, you want more, you can't get enough, sign up for Dreamer to Dream Biz. There are 6 modules. This is like a smidge of what I teach you in one module. And you get worksheets every single week that you can print, you can fill out, you can plan, right? I'm gonna teach you how to plan out your monthly recurring revenue. I'm gonna teach you how to build a product suite. I'm gonna teach you how to build a sales funnel so that you're always taking strangers into your business, moving them up your sales ladder, and always stacking and repeating your income. I'm teaching you guys how to do scalable things. So it's not like you take my course and don't know what to do. It's like, we're going to put this foundation in place so that for 6 weeks you are building this crazy stackable business, and then it's just going to keep snowballing into your dream business. That's what this course is, and that's what this course does for me and for so many other people who are getting in. I'm so excited that you guys are like as pumped as I am about it. This course is going to be amazing. It's my favorite one that I have ever done. So there is less than a week to get in. So click the link in my bio and sign up now. This round is the only time. Oh, my Waze is talking to me. I should have Waze as a sponsor on my podcast because she just loves to pop in. So this round is the only time that you guys will be able to get in this cheap and that you'll be able to text me for the entire course. You will get to text me any question just to say hi, anytime you're struggling something, anytime you don't understand something, anytime you want help with your actual business, like, Dina, I just signed this client, I don't know what to do. Dina, how do I invoice her? Dina, how do I get more clients? This isn't selling. What am I doing wrong? Can you look at this? You will get to text me anytime. You will not get that next time I launch this. I won't launch this again until next year, and it will be double the price. I'm telling you, this will be like a $2,000 course, you know, in the next few times I launch it. It's going to be crazy. The amount of value that's in this course is insane. Plus, this round, you guys get me reviewing your worksheets for your offers and your product suite so that you will know for a fact that you're setting your business up the right way. I'm going to be going through and giving you feedback on every single thing that you are offering, ways that you can trade it. Make sure that you don't have anything that's leaving money on the table. Make sure that your offers make sense. Make sure that you are scalable and not burning yourself out. Because if you only offer two things and you have to take on clients for both of those, you're going to burn out. You're going to hit a rate where you can't take on any more clients and then you don't know what to do. So you might be like, well, I'm doing pretty good in my business right now, Dina. I signed 9 clients and, you know, I have 9 or 10 clients and I'm making a bunch of money and, you know, I'm doing great. Great. But what happens when you sign a 10th client? You're going to freaking blow your mind. You're not going to be able to handle it. So where do you go from here? How do you grow your business? Because I've taken on a bunch of clients because I wanted the money and it was shit, right? I've done that. I've had no clients and I've had way too many clients. And either way, you're miserable. So you need to find a system that works for you. Now, the main part of Dreamer to Dream Biz is finding your magic and your creative passion. So we focus on that a lot. I'm not teaching you how to get rich quick. I'm not teaching you how I did it. I'm not teaching you how to sign a bunch of clients. This isn't network marketing. This isn't a freaking, you know, I'm only teaching you how to coach. This is me teaching you how to find your passion, your magic. How to do some deep soul searching, how to get over fear, how to manifest abundance and money and figure out what your calling is, and then turn that into a sustainable, scalable business. Because that's what I had to figure out to get to the successful place that I'm at. I had to find my magic and I had to learn how to freaking snowball it like crazy. So that's what Dreamer to Dream Biz is. I'm going to be making sure that you guys are helped along the whole way and that I'm reviewing everything that you're doing, and you're only going to get that in the first round. So make sure that if you know this is for you, if you're sitting there right now and you're like, I've been waiting for a sign, I've been waiting for something like this to happen, this is your freaking sign, and go ahead and sign up. I want you in this course. I want to help you change your life, and I'm going to be there the whole way, okay? You can literally text me. You can just text me and ask me a question, okay? I want to be as close to you as I can in this course, and I'm going to be making sure that you are going to have your biggest month yet, and we're going to set up your business so that it can freaking scale like crazy. We're going to put all the systems in place so that you can work less and make more. So sign up for Dreamer to Dream Biz. There's only a few days left. I love you guys, and I hope that you can start implementing monthly recurring revenue and stackable income into your business. Bye, guys. If you love today's episode, like really freaking loved it, go ahead and click the subscribe button. Click it right now. I'm watching you. And you will get a notification every time a new episode drops so you never miss out on the latest ways to grow and make money in your business. So come along, join the TDQ gang, follow me on Instagram at The Design Queen, and leave an awesome review on this podcast so I can go ahead and keep making amazing episodes for you guys, giving you the latest secrets on branding and business. Mwah.